Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a podcast from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, or MTAM for short, hosted by Melissa Burney. CAAT, or the Center for Advanced Automotive Technology, partners with industry, education, government, and professional organizations to support local economic development. Through these partnerships, the CAAT identifies funding opportunities for the creation and adaption of curricula in advanced automotive technology programs. Joining me today is Bob Fieldmeyer, Director of the Center for Advanced Automotive Technology, to discuss the upcoming CAAT conference, Driverless Cars, But What is Driving the Workforce? Bob, thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Melissa. It's great to be here.
Well, we're very glad that you could join us. So we're here today to talk about the upcoming CAAT Spring Conference titled Driverless Cars, But What's Driving the Workforce? Can we start by having you tell us a little bit about that event, the producer, of course, CAAT, and a little bit about maybe how you got started?
Yes, I guess, first of all, CAAT we call CAT. It's much easier to say. And it's also much easier than Center for Advanced Automotive Technology. We're an advanced technological education center that's funded by the National Science Foundation. We're one of about 42 centers around the country that are really focused at the two-year college level, doing all types of different technician training. So the event that we have coming up on Friday, April 21st, is an annual conference that we do. The idea of it is actually written into our grant with the National Science Foundation as one of the ways of disseminating information.
Excellent. So tell us a bit about how and why the idea for this event came about.
Well, one of the things that the National Science Foundation likes us to do is to make awareness of new technology. So we were looking for different ways of doing this. We were connected with a group called DMA, a Design and Manufacturing Alliance, that already had a conference that they did twice a year, once in the fall, once in the spring. And so back about 7 years ago, we joined in with them and did sort of a joint conference for 2 years. That was going well. Our center was getting stronger and farther along on the work that we were doing. And I came on board in 2012 and decided that we really, for the next year, ought to have our own conference. So it's now actually a CAT conference that DMA supports as opposed to a DMA conference that CAT supports. DMA is still one of our sponsors, along with CAR, Center for Automotive Research, that's based in Ann Arbor, along with MTAM this year. We had a contact from MTAM asking if they would be if we would be interested in having them be a co-sponsor, and we said certainly. This is a great opportunity for getting more word out on the conference.
Absolutely, and as you're very aware now, MTAM is certainly all about helping people get that word out to people to get them involved. So you mentioned that first the DMA used to have the conference, and now it's kind of CAT holding it with DMA as a sponsor. Is this the first year that that CAT has actually headlined the event, or did you do it previously?
This is actually the fifth year that we've headlined the event.
Nice. So when you came in 2012, you jumped right on this and took it over then, right?
Correct. And
Very nice.
every year the attendance at the conference has been growing.
Who are some of the people, so being that you've mentioned that, who are some of the people who would attend this conference?
The largest group is educators. We get a number of people from high schools and intermediate school districts, a lot of community colleges, a lot of universities, as well as people from industry, professional organizations, and government. But well over half of the people are in the education field in some way.
Okay. Are there additional sponsors for the event other than those that you've mentioned?
No, those are the only three.
Okay. So how about let's go to an overview of the event, and can you give us an idea of maybe what someone could expect to see and learn if they attend?
Certainly. We had a conference last year that we called the Road to Autonomous Vehicles, and autonomous and driverless cars is still one of the biggest, hottest topics in the auto industry, and one that is certainly coming along faster than a lot of people realize. And that's one of the reasons for picking that particular topic again, is to, again, create awareness of this technology and how this is changing the education needs for people entering this field. So this year, our keynote speaker is Dr. Kay Stepper. He's a vice president at Robert Bosch LLC and is the head of their driver assistance and automated driving programs. Along with that, I will be giving a tech talk on some other areas of technology, including lightweighting and fuel cells. Then we're going to have some survey presentations from Oakland County Workforce Development and Workforce Intelligence Network. They both have done a couple of surveys on what the needs are from a training standpoint, what kinds of job classifications are employers looking for, and what kind of educational background you need for this. They'll be presenting that data, and then we'll have a panel discussion. And then we're going to wrap it up with one of my assistant directors giving an overview of some of the curriculum that we've developed here at CAT to support this.
Very nice. So one of the things that I've noticed through some of my experiences through MTAM is I'm going to a lot of these conferences, but like with your title, you know, driverless cars, what's driving the workforce? Do you think that maybe we're a little behind the eight ball when it comes to getting some of these education programs out? And if so, with autonomous or connected vehicles, you know, the speed in which we're accelerating towards these, how are we going to keep that education level on par with what needs to be learned? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that's actually one of the primary objectives that we have for CAT. We actually have five different goals, and goal one is creating an effective learning environment. And with that, we do curriculum development as well as look at whether there's new programs that are needed and then creating other pathways for people to go from the two-year college onto a four-year university with various articulation agreements. We have several connected and automated vehicle courses that we already have developed, and they're actually in our website. We have another one that's under development that should be done sometime in May. And then is in the course of discussions with industry, we found that there's a whole new skill set required for technicians, which is a blending of mechanical skills, electrical skills, and information technology or computer skills. And there really are not any existing education programs that do a good job of combining all three of those skill sets into one. So we're looking at creating a new associate's degree at Macomb Community College that does that.
Nice. I mean, this is such an exciting time for people, and I don't think that they realize the opportunity that's here. It's a time to get into this industry, to grow, to learn. And like you mentioned, you know, you have an associate's degree, but there's an opportunity to go on to either the four-year university or with that knowledge they can go out into the work world. I mean, they have a lot of opportunities available to them, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And there's a real shortage of people with, you know, the skills to work in this area. That's one of the things that came through very clear in the survey, both by Oakland County and from Wynn.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Wynn. They're doing a great job as well. So as far as who the target audience is, you know, you mentioned that, you know, some of the people who are attending, what about students or like current college students. Can you talk a little bit more about the audience and who might benefit from this?
Students are certainly welcome to attend, and we sometimes do get a few students, but really the focus is heavily on education, and the reason for this is that's where you have to start the pipeline of students that want to come into this area. And this is an opportunity, you know, for industry to help come with that and create that. You know, the pipeline of students wanting to go into the automotive industry, quite frankly, isn't very strong. And this is an opportunity to try to get people excited about the new technology that's here. And it's right here in Southeast Michigan. We're talking very high-tech kind of stuff. You don't have to go to Silicon Valley to be working on very sophisticated computer-type things. A vehicle today is one of the most sophisticated computers around. It just happens to roll along on four wheels and tires.
Right. That's very well said. So part of the reason that – Is part of the reason that maybe some of the lack of knowledge is that, you know, parents have been driving cars, you know, so people my age, whatever, they've been driving cars for a while. And cars are just cars. You know, there's something that we've come to, you know, take for granted, I guess. But some of the younger generation, they're not getting their driver's license, or they may not, you know, actually be owning a car as we trend towards urbanization and things like that. So do you think that that's part of the lack of interest, or is it just they just don't know?
A lot of it is they don't know. And part of it is also the parents, particularly parents that have been in this area. Let's face it, the auto industry is cyclical. It does have ups and downs, and everybody still remembers 2008, 2009 very well. But a lot of people still think about even manufacturing jobs as being like dirty jobs. The manufacturing plants today are far different than before. They're very clean. There's a lot of robotics. It's very high-tech manufacturing. And even the jobs that you do in manufacturing today are totally different than they were 25, 30 years ago. But we have to get that word out to young people that, you know, this is really an exciting high-tech industry. In all aspects, from developing the product to servicing the product to building the product.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I've heard somebody else that, I can't remember what it was, podcast, they referred to it as, you know, not your father's or your grandfather's automotive anymore.
That is very true. That's a very good line, yes.
Yeah. So let's go back to the event. Can you tell us a little bit about the event details, such as when is it taking place, where is it being held, and is there a fee to register, and where do they register if they want to participate?
Okay. The event is held at Macomb Community College on South Campus. It's in what is called K Building, which is the John Lewis Student Center. If you are planning to come, I suggest parking on the east side of the building. It's your shortest walk. It's going to be on Friday, April 28th, so Friday next week. It starts at 8 o'clock with registration and breakfast. Then at 8:30, our president, Jim Jacobs, will be there to do a welcome and some opening remarks. And then it concludes at noon with a lunch. And all of it is free. This is part of what we do with our National Science Foundation grant. This is part, again, it's our way of doing the dissemination of new technology. And the way that you register is quite easy. You go onto the CAT website, which is www.autocat. And that's caat.org. And there you can find a link to register for the conference. And again, it's
excellent.
Free of charge.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love that. Not only is it great information, I mean, you've got, I think you said Dr., is it Stauffer from Boss? So you've got some great talent coming in to have awesome discussions, and it's free, and you get fed too.
Yes.
Are there other ways to participate in the event? Like, is there any live streaming, an archive of the event, maybe for those who can't attend but just want to get in on the content?
We have not gotten as sophisticated yet as live streaming, but we do put a lot of the presentations onto our website. Sometimes companies don't permit this, but any presentation that the author authorizes, we do put on our website, and you can look at that information.
Okay, that's a great idea. And is it that same website, the auto, CAAT.org as well?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. So we have a lot of conferences in Michigan, especially focused on connected and autonomous vehicles. What would you say makes this particular conference different from other events focused on the same topic?
Our focus is a little different. We're, as I said, we're really more education-oriented. I do attend a number of other conferences on automated and connected autonomous vehicles. And a lot of those tend to be either very technically oriented or are more of a marketing sales pitch from a company that's working in this area, talking about, what they are doing in their particular product area and, why would you want to partner up with them. Our focus is more, number one, to get across to people what is happening with this technology, but then also what the education implications are. And then, obviously the implications to the workforce. So we have that as sort of a different focus.
Okay. So now switching gears again here a little bit, let's talk a little bit about the CAT program at Macomb Community College. How long has the program existed, and what is its mission?
We received our National Science Foundation grant in 2010. That was for a 4-year period, and then we got a renewal for 3 more years. And we're now looking at ways of becoming, self-sustaining through other funding paths. And the reason for it is, as I mentioned, it's an advanced technological education center really to try to develop the latest skills needed for technicians in the auto industry with all the latest technology. So our mission is doing creation of curriculum, doing outreach, which we do with this conference, as well as with a number of STEM events. One of the things the National Science Foundation likes us to do is encourage students in middle school and high school to go into STEM areas. So I have a person on my staff that's a STEM coordinator. She goes out to middle schools on a regular basis and does STEM labs. There's about 14 different projects that teachers can pick from, and it's over a 2-day period. It's 1 hour for 2 days that she goes out and works with the classes and tries to get them interested in doing this type of thing. We also do
a great job.
Yeah, well, there's another great one, too. It's called Auto STEAM. We just did it last year in October for the first time. It was a combining of two different long-standing events. Both of them had been around for about 10 years. One was called Robotic Engineering Technology Days that we held here at Macomb Community College. And the other was kind of called the Car Show that had been started by a retired Utica school teacher. They came to us a couple years ago and asked if we would take this program over. We have a very large exposition center where we could do this inside. They used to do it outside. They did it in May, and we're kind of lucky over the years with weather. And we developed it from a 1-day event that they had into a 2-day event. And these two events were much more similar than different. And so last year we combined them into what we called Auto STEAM. We actually had 7 companies in industry that presented modules. It was Fiat, Chrysler, General Motors, Ford, Magna, Bosch, American Axle, and Siemens. And they all had different kinds of technology things that they presented, and then Macomb did one on welding, where the students got to see how you actually had a welding simulator. And all of these are like hands-on activities. It's done over a two-day event, and students either come morning or afternoon. And we had about 2,300 students that came through over that two-day event in October. We're moving it to December this year. The Rhett Days was in December, and we found that's kind of a better time in the school year with less conflicts. So those are just a couple of examples of some of the big things we do. Then we do a lot of partnership things with other academic institutions and with industry. And then we have our website. And our website has all kinds of information on automotive-related events, all kinds of technology articles, as well as the resource library where we put all the curriculum. Whenever we develop curriculum, it's available for anyone to pick up free of charge.
Wow. I mean, you just gave me goosebumps. I love talking about this information because people, number one, need to understand what's out there. You just talked about it in a great event where you were able to reach out and share information with 2,300 students that have now been, you know, educated to a point that maybe hopefully they understand more of what's available. They've had this great experience. One of my questions is so you're located in the southeast part of Michigan. What, if any, outreach do you do to, say, for example, the west side of Michigan? So all of the companies that you mentioned, you know, the big are located over on your side of the state, but there are, you know, branches here or, you know, plants and things like that. We have a Bosch office over here, Magna, those types of things. What about outreach into other areas of Michigan?
Actually, for Auto Steam, we do actually do statewide advertising of the program. And it's not just Macomb County. The areas that we draw for Auto Steam is primarily Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne. But we do get students that come from Washtenaw, Livingston, some from up around Bay City. We've even had a couple of schools come from Ohio before. It's more an issue of the travel time in order to get here for the program. You know, the program starts at 8:30 in the morning, and trying to travel from, you know, say Kalamazoo to get here, you have to have a very early start, well before normal school start time. So really more a transportation logistics issue for people outside the area than it is a problem for us.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll have enough interest that we'll be able to have two. We'll have an east one and a west one.
Well, there's an
that
interesting
would be my hope
idea.
At first.
And maybe even north one too. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, MTAM has done studies where, you know, like you talk about, hey, I'm going to go out to Silicon Valley and I'm going to make, you know, $90,000 a year. Well, the difference in pay between $90,000 in Silicon Valley and $90,000 in Michigan, you've got a lot more disposable income here in Michigan, and you've got a beautiful state in which to live. So we also have a higher percentage of tech jobs available, more so than the national average even. So it's going to be interesting to see where we go.
Yes, and you're right. There is a huge amount of technology right here in Michigan. And, again, it's part of the reason we exist is to help get that word out to students. So when they are doing career choices, this is an area they will think about getting into.
Absolutely. So let's talk about results that CAT has had. Is there anything that you'd like to share with us that maybe has been like a huge success or a huge achievement that you've managed to hit over the years?
I already really talked about a couple of them. One is the Auto Steam, where we took these two very successful programs, put them together into an even more successful program. And by the way, all seven industry partners are very excited about coming back and doing it again. And then the STEM lab outreach that we do. We touch over 4,000 students every year with that program as well. And then I think the other thing that's most significant is the curriculum development that we've been able to do. And the fact that we're able to put this onto our website and make it available for anyone to use. And the courses that we've been developing more recently, they're complete, ready to go in the box. An instructor, for instance, if they want to teach something on composites or on aluminum, there's a course in there. It has everything. It has the course outline, the syllabus, outcome and objectives. It has PowerPoints for all of the classroom presentations, tests, quizzes, labs. It's complete, you know, ready to go for another teacher to pick up and use.
Wow, that's so exciting. I mean, it's just listening to you and with all the options that are available and all the information that you make it readily available to other people and just the number of students that you're able to get out there in front of and help, you know, educate as to, you know, opportunities and things. I mean, I'm so excited. It's like I'm trying to control it.
I mean, there's all kinds of other things we do. We have a summer academy we do every year, which is on electric vehicles, and typically get about 20 students to come to that. We have a newsletter that we publish that has over 1,000 people on distribution. A couple years ago, we did an electric vehicle ride and drive and had 250 people from general public that, you know, came through for that, most of which had never experienced an electric vehicle. And it totally changed their perspective of those vehicles. We do webinars usually once or twice a year on some new technology area, and we'll get anywhere from 30 to 50 people on the webinar. And we've had great success. We usually have over a 90% hang rate at the end of an hour and a half, which is pretty incredible that you have that high a percentage of people that are sticking with it all the way through. We do some Boy Scouts. We do an all-day Saturday STEM event with them. We did it February last year. We're going to be doing that coming up on May 13th this year. And, you know, as I said, there's just a whole, you know, variety of different kinds of things that we're involved in.
You know, I think you mentioned two key words, change perspective, because as the connected and autonomous vehicles become more prevalent, it's all about educating them. It's, you know, the first thing that you, when you talk about autonomous vehicles, well, I like driving and I don't want to give up my right to drive. You're not giving up your right to drive. It's a safety
issue. I love to
drive.
Yes. Well,
so
and that, you know, Melissa, that's another interesting point relative to education. There's been a lot of surveys done, and the general public is not ready for autonomous vehicles. They just really don't like the idea of giving up control of the vehicle. The reality is autonomous vehicles aren't going to be happening overnight. It's going to be a slow progress. And what's happening is there are more and more automated systems being added to the vehicle that makes your driving safer. And that's really what the goal of autonomous vehicles is. You know, we are starting to actually see an increase in death rate on U.S. highways again, and it's, I think, largely due to distracted driving. The ability for a car to drive itself takes the driver error out, and quite frankly, well over 90% of accidents are caused by driver error. When you start thinking about we lose 35,000 to 40,000 people a year, the number of injuries, the traffic tie-ups, the lost time off work, the cost to society is huge. If we can cut that number down considerably, it's just a huge improvement to society. So autonomous vehicles are going to happen. It's really a question of when and a question of, you know, getting people to accept that this really is a good thing and getting people trained to be able to work on this technology.
Absolutely. I think that was very well said. Thank you. So we have just a couple minutes left. What I would like to do is let's do a recap, if you would, please, of the event that you have coming up, what it is, where it is, when, and how they can register. And if there's any final last words that you'd like to add, please share.
Okay. Well, the conference, Driverless Cars, But What's Driving the Workforce, is going to be Friday, April 28th, next week. It's from 8 a.m. to noon. Well, lunch, actually, till 1, but lunch is at noon. It's at Macomb Community College South Campus, which is at 12 Mile and Hayes, at our John Lewis Student Center. You can register on our website, www.autocat.org. It's going to be, a great conference. I know the survey data will also be extremely interesting, including some data from Wynn on where job opportunities are versus where students' interests are, and you're going to see there's a huge disconnect there. And I guess the best thing I can summarize is it's got to be the best free conference in town.
And you know what? I would agree with you, and I haven't even been there yet.
Well, you should come.
It sounds like an excellent opportunity.
It should be terrific. Yeah. It should be terrific, yes.
Good. I agree. So, Bob, I would like to thank you so much for your work in this space, for helping, you know, educate, get the word out, help people understand really what's going on, what the opportunities are, and how they can actually become involved. So, I mean, from my perspective in talking with you today, I'm really excited about your event coming up next Friday or a week from Friday. It sounds like an amazing event. And just, you know, thank you for your help in getting the word out, because this is definitely where we need to go. It's a huge opportunity for Michigan. And I think that the possibilities or the additional jobs that are going to be created because of this are just going to really help move Michigan's economy forward. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me on.
You're very welcome. To listeners, MTAM, just so you know, provides excellent resources for businesses and individuals in the mobile wireless space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a fantastic week.